This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today we're entering into unknown territory with Daniel Wilson, and I don't really know what's going to happen today, but it's going to be a sort of experimental fundraising program. As it is our annual fundraiser, we need to raise funds to maintain and improve our unique radio station and to support our 225 programme makers. So this programme is coming to you live and for free. And if you like what you hear on Resonance, please support us. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details of our online auction, live events, and possibly to make a hefty donation. Tonight, Friday the 8th of February at 7:30 p.m., there will be a Resonance All-Star Avant Gala at the Eclectic Old Paradise Yard, 20 Carlisle Lane, Lambeth SE1 7LG. Music by the Alabama 3, which is the ostensibly the Alabama 3 are actually 11 people. But in this case, it's described as a lounge lizard set, and there will only be three of the Alabama 3. So don't come expecting 11, but it will be a great set anyway, featuring Orlando Harrison on keyboards, and I don't know who the other two are. Other acts are Bird Radio, Benedict Drew, Angarad Davies, Marjolaine Charban, Uta Kangisa, and Dimitra Lazaridou Chatsigoga. I think those four people play together in some way. And opening the set will be Milo Thesiger Meacham. And I'm particularly looking forward to Milo's set. I want to see what he does. Haven't experienced it yet. Tickets are £10 or £6 for students and concessions on the door or online at our website. So that's possibly enough for now. That's Friday. That's tonight. At 7:30 at the Eclectic. But today we have Dan Wilson in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. And between us, we're going to try and raise a tenner or two, aren't we, by some...
Well, I hope so.
How are we going to do this? We're going to summon up some kind of strange, benign spirit or something.
I hope so. We have the apparatus.
We do indeed. The apparatus is everywhere, including all sorts of gadgets and bits and pieces and newspapers and tins and woks and wooden paraphernalia, none of which I've seen before, and I don't know what you're going to do with any of it.
Well, I'm planning to immerse your voice into a can of baked beans.
Right.
Baked beans... to my mind, I've always been associated with charity forfeits and sponsored bathing in baked beans. Is this something of my generation, or do you agree with this?
It must be your generation. I have no experience whatsoever of this. The only thing it conjures up for me was there was a cover of a Who LP, I think, They're all in a bath with baked beans.
No, just one of them. Wasn't it just Pete Townsend in the bath with baked beans?
Might have been, or it might have been Keith Moon. I'm not sure, but that featured on a Who LP. But I don't know if that had anything to do with charity or giving. It seems unlikely.
Maybe I'm a bit off the wall then, actually, because I spoke upstairs to Peter, the Resonance office person, and he doesn't agree with me either that
beans are somehow
linked
charitable.
To charity. I mean, it must be some error in my mind that I assume. But he did say that bean counting, there's like bean counting and guess the amount of beans in a jar, that kind of thing. That's
bean counting is sort of an expression for accountancy, isn't
yes.
it? It's supposed to refer to clerks who kind of basically just count beans, but not necessarily for a charitable end. Now, there is an online auction. Which includes a vast amount of records which you have contributed, I think. Describe those briefly?
Yeah. Well, it's a mystery. That's the thing. I'm hoping that will add to its allure and appeal. The conditions are varied, I should say. They're scavenged and they're ex-radio station from a Hong Kong radio station.
Right.
Many of the records bear very indistinct catalogue numbers, so they're difficult to research. And they're obviously all in Mandarin, Cantonese.
Okay.
So it's... I'm not sure if it's Mandarin or Cantonese.
So you've donated
ignorant.
About 40 of these LPs.
Yeah.
And it's already received quite a good bid, I think. It's over £50, it seems. So they must be desirable in some way.
Well, it's interesting how it's competing with your entries into the auction as well, the Coombe Transmissions poster.
That's right. It was a Coombe Transmission poster, which has gone up to £57.
Oh, wow.
That dates from about 1973. It's slightly tatty at the edges, but it is a rare piece.
It is. I've got my eye on that. That's actually a nice...
Good. And my other contribution was a Robert Rauschenberg poster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is in pristine condition. It is, a Rauschenberg poster. It's not exactly a screen print as such, but it is could be classed as a Rauschenberg artwork of sorts.
Mm.
And it's a very elegant poster. So... Tell me a bit about your experience as a bin diver and general beggar.
Oh dear. Well, beggar is a bit. It's.
I thought you had experience of begging, which sort of brought us together on this project in a way that you know how to entice people to give you money.
Well, this is the thing. I should explain the story. What I have in front of me here is just one element of my musical instrument. It's a wok. Bolted onto a cheese board with an electromagnet, two electromagnets, which keep it in a state of electromagnetic resonance in a force field. So it's perpetually vibrating, and it's part of a wider philosophy that I call post-electronic music, where the techniques of electronic music are applied to acoustic systems, even though that the amplifier sustaining the electromagnetism is electronic, the actual sound diffusion is entirely acoustic. It all sounds very...
Is it actually a wok?
It's actually a wok, and it sounds like this. It goes... You can hear the... But I can't resonate it just yet because I'm missing a crucial component.
I could throw in now... We did actually show films, didn't we, on... When was it? Was it Tuesday night? Tuesday night, there were three films as a fundraiser, and you had done the soundtrack to one of these films called City, a 20-minute film with an experimental soundtrack by Daniel Wilson. Did that include the wok?
Yes, it's a staple of my instrument. It was very subtle, though. One of the techniques I have, I never try to flick the wok as I did there, because you're hearing all its voices at the same time, all its harmonics. Mm. Its entire repertoire is revealed with one flick. Hang on, let me just move this mic and you can hear it more clearly.
Right.
So by flicking it, you're just revealing the trick. To create an interesting piece of sound, in my opinion, is to, or music even, is to slowly reveal the component frequencies, which is what I did in City, along with other processes as well. City is a very busy film shot from the 14th floor of your flat over a period of many years. Yeah. And it's a stop mainly stop motion. And it's a very busy film, and it seemed to demand a busy soundtrack. So the wok is only one such element in that particular film.
Right.
But I'd advise people.
Part of the soundtrack, apparently you brought along one of the gadgets to auction off.
Oh, I never saw what happened to that. I tried to start a bidding war on one particular component after the screening. I was with you.
Yes.
And I went on a bit of a, you know, I was trying to say, well, have we got in a room now? £5, £5, £5. Are we in a room? Are we seeing any more? Are we seeing £6, £6? Are we seeing £6?
Right.
Nothing like that happened. In fact, there was a kind of apathy, really.
I think there was a degree of ambiguity. I don't think people understood that they should be bidding on it there and then. It was like a cage-like device with a sort of like half a tambourine or something on top of it.
Yeah. In fact, it kind of detracted. I think the questions and the people's concerns and interest lay more in your films, which had the power behind them, rather than this anecdotal piece of junk that was used to create the just one strand of sound in City.
Right.
But it was basically an instrument, a wire bowl with a Native American Indian drum on top to impart some volume and resonance. And it was swiveled in time to the crane scene where a crane rotates and it creates this kind of
strange scraping noise almost.
It had a very distinctive sound,
I should say.
It's
metallic creaking.
Yeah. And I thought if someone might enjoy this this instrument as a module even to incorporate in their own instrumentarium.
Okay. Well, can you elaborate a bit more on this equipment you've brought with you?
Yeah,
how you're going to demonstrate this?
So I hadn't fully finished the story of how this even. I answer these questions in a very roundabout way, and we never get. I never get to the answer. So
okay.
Apologies. This is a wok, which is kept in the state of feedback, and at least twice I have been busking with this in Cambridge, which is traditionally a very busker friendly city. It's a university town, and it's fairly well busked. On a weekend, the air is filled with sound of buskers, from panpipes, acoustic guitarists, nose flutists, even some that cuts their toenails, which could be music. It's an interesting character.
Is that a way of asking for money?
I think so. It clicks loudly, though. There's also a guy that actually sat in a bin. I haven't seen him for a while. He had an oversized bin, and you just see his hand with the guitar. And he's been in the bin with the guitar. I haven't seen him for a while. But if you search YouTube for bin busker, that's not me. That's actually an established busker.
Okay.
So I had this with me, which is a wok. You'd think it would fit in amongst all these diverse characters in Cambridge, but it does not. After 1 hour, I was approached either by a PCSO, which is a police community support officer, or actual policeman with body cams.
Yeah.
I commute to Cambridge with a fold-up cardboard box, these woks, which are in a dismantled state, and then I'd assemble everything on the pavement, a pillow to keep myself off the ground slightly, and just produce a drone, which I'll demonstrate for you later in the program, on this wok. And the drone can be changed in tone by the addition of coins and banknotes. So when the vibrations of the wok are impeded by the coins and the banknotes rattling, this actually changes the timbre of the instrument. The actual tone all of the wok changes from a very pure tone to a slightly more violin or brassy tone. And I made a sign for this to say, not soliciting money, but to say, hint, coins and notes can alter the tone. Why not?
So it becomes the participation element then.
Yeah,
people can throw coins in and create change the sound.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
And it was quite effective.
And was it your intention to go there to raise money like this? Is that what you were doing?
In a way, yes. I am a musician as well, but I've come to not despise, but I don't enjoy music really. I don't enjoy equal temperament. I don't enjoy the tuning systems. That it sounds a bit pretentious, doesn't it? I didn't ever consider myself pretentious, and actually I'm really pretentious, aren't I? But let me get back to the grassroots here. Look, I've got a wok, I've got a cardboard box, it's buzzing, it's making tones, people chucking coins.
Yeah.
Any money that comes in, actually, you're right, William, actually. I just want the money. I'm desperate. It's quite serious.
And you chose to go to Cambridge, of all places.
Well, I went on a weekday, which is not as overbusked as it was on the weekend. And it was going quite well. On the first day, I made £15 in change and a few notes. I think there's a £5 note in there. And people were asking questions and things. Right. And then I was told that begging is illegal by the PCSOs. And I said, well, it's not begging, it's busking, this is music.
Right.
And they said, no, it's not music, this is begging. I said, no, look at the electromagnet. And I showed them the coil, the amplifier system, and the cardboard box, which is actually a crucial element because that amplifies the sound. Without any electronic amplification, the only amplification you get is acoustic. And cardboard boxes are great amplifiers.
So they probably interpreted the wok as a begging bowl.
Yes, it's got the archetype of begging bowl.
It looks like a very large begging bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what they were objecting to.
Yeah, yeah.
And did it lead to a prosecution?
It led to being moved on and threatened with prison, funnily enough. And I didn't think begging was an imprisonable offence. I thought it was just a recordable offence at the most. But apparently, according to these people. And then on the second time, I got a bit more time out from it. I got 2 hours of droning. Which is actually quite a long time, actually. I mean, I'm not Lamont Young. I do get headaches. I think there's also the headache comes about from having to concentrate on talk to people walking by and moderate everything.
Right.
And they're solar powered amps as well. So I've got to continually shift the apparatus in the sun. As the sun goes over, I've got to keep moving slightly towards the sun to keep the power up. On this occasion, I was actually approached by, there must be footage somewhere in an archive of me doing elementary musicological debate with these officers on the body cam footage.
Oh, right.
Trying to say that music can be anything. This can be music. This bicycle bell going by could be music.
Yeah.
And it's a fundamental.
So if you can prove that what you're doing is somehow musical in some way, that they couldn't move you on. Or do you need a license for that?
You don't need a license.
Okay.
And in fact, you have to be careful in Cambridge because there's fake people that say you need a license. It costs £10. I can give you one now.
Okay.
And then you give them £10. They give you a little piece of paper that says you've been had or something. you don't need a license in Cambridge to busk.
Right.
But you do have to be musical.
Right. But couldn't you? You could have propped up one of your CDs or something. You could have had your Radionic Radio CD propped up.
It was before that. This was quite a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Radionics Radio is a different kind of thing as well. That's more electronic, trying to encode thoughts as tuning systems.
Yeah.
But this is more elemental.
Now, how are we going to try and... How do you think we might raise some money out of this venture?
Well, of this show, I think you mentioned the Hong Kong records.
Yes.
Are there any that catch your eye that you'd like to air?
Yes, there is. Shall I start with one of those? Should we just give it a burst?
Well, what have you chosen?
Well, yes, I picked the one that apparently is spoken word.
Okay.
Which has more appeal to me.
Oh, it's one of the few English language title ones.
Is it?
Well, I think
I could play there's another one here, which I like the look of, because it has an incredibly short track. It's just a sort of, it's an LP, but the track only takes up about a quarter of the side.
Okay.
Shall we play a bit of that?
Try the mystery one then.
All right, we'll try that one. That's...
I
How do we feel about this?
It's relaxing.
We could leave it sort of gradually in the background.
I have to say the cover looked more interesting than the song.
Yes.
If a song can...
How's your Chinese? Can you speak any Chinese?
Nope.
Okay.
I can speak a bit of Japanese.
Oh, right.
Memai gashimas. I have a headache.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do some turntablism. Let's mix the other one with this one.
With this one.
And see what happens. Because I think this is the appeal of the records, the possibility to...
This is why people are bidding for them.
To mash them up.
The airplane stops. Doors open and the breath of a teeming continent slowly envelops the new arrival. Born upon it are new sounds, new smells that assault unaccustomed eardrums and nostrils. The formalities of the airport behind, a $3 taxi trip of sound brings us to Kowloon and to the edge of the glistening blue waters of the South China Sea. This is still the mainland of China, even though it's British territory with 4 million people. Hong Kong, which means fragrant harbour, is inhabited mainly by Chinese. The European population is a mere 30,000. The nine peaks in that strange volcanic range of hills we saw as the plane landed give Kowloon its name. The British version of Gao means nine, and Long means dragon. Together, they spell Kowloon. Beyond those hills, running roughly 18 miles to the Chinese border, lie the new territories, leased to Britain until 1998.
Okay.
The taxi slowly threads its way through streets jammed with people. Sounds of Chairman Mao's anthem, "The East is Red," blare from one transistor radio, while a pop electric guitar
Hello?
Wails in lyrical agony.
Yes,
from a
is that Jerry? Well, I'm just... it's live on air now, Jerry. I'm calling you live on air.
Oh, okay.
At the Belgian Embassy in Clapton.
Well, the Belgian Embassy, it's getting a bit busy. We've run out of toilet rolls.
Right. But we're having it's a special fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
And so what I'm doing is I'm chasing up all those people that promised us artworks and money, such as yourself.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got it. It's ready to go. It's just that I had a hospital visit about my foot, so it's getting it to you.
Oh, I see. So it might still be in the offing then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's very appropriate. It's a windy day, and it's a painting of a scarf.
Right. It sounds a bit sort of Tintin-like.
I think you could say that, but, I would defend the fact that Tintin scarf was much more beautiful than the one I painted.
Right.
Because Tintin was a very special... Well, actually, he's not called Tintin. He's called Tantan.
All right.
I think we better clear that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so how's things at the Belgian embassy then?
Well, they're very busy.
Okay.
And it, I mean, you know, the poor caretaker is having a nightmare.
Right.
You know, he didn't cater for all these people.
Right.
And it's this sort of, I just, you know, like, I like the old days, you know, the British Museum, when they started, if you look at the minutes, they didn't want to let the public in. They just said it's going to be a bloody nuisance.
Right.
You know, and there was votes and votes and votes to keep them out, possibly.
Yeah.
But I suppose you know what happens, you know, with culture.
Yes.
It has become popular.
So when do you think we might be able to receive this magnificent painting of yours, Jerry?
Well, is it possible if I brought it down tomorrow?
Indeed, yes. What, would you bring it to the resident studio?
I think that would be a good idea.
Could you do that?
I am going to... Well, my foot, it seems to be recovering.
Right.
Because I had a Belgian doctor look at it.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, what's happened was I went to the hospital and I told them the wrong foot.
Yes.
So there was a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. Right.
He didn't even take the sock off of the foot that was injured. I don't know how we got into that terrible mix-up.
Okay. So what's the value of this painting?
Well, the value of the painting... Well, do you remember Hitler at the end of the war?
It was a bit before my time, I think.
It exists, you see.
You what? Say it again.
The price of a painting has only ever has meaning at the point of exchange. Otherwise, it's just numbers.
Yes.
I mean, do you know, like the numbers on a light year? Like, I mean, it's unbelievable numbers, isn't it?
I've got my colleague Daniel Wilson here. He's a sound man. He's going to process some of this sound stuff, I think. Dan, speak to Jerry. This is Jerry Smith, meet Dan Wilson.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, okay, hello.
I'd like to see this painting of yours. It sounds interesting.
It is a simple scarf. But, you know, I mean, in a way, the idea is, if you look at it, you might, even though you can't afford heating... You might feel warmer.
Oh. Okay. This is a recurring theme that William's friends specialise in heated...
Oh, yes.
...heated concepts. Maurice...
Yeah, I think
they... I think we got cut off. We got cut off there. I'll have to call him back later. Well, that was Jerry Smith, who's going to donate a painting to the fundraiser. And I think he values them at about £1,000, but they're kind of... I think he wants to go halves on it. I think it's one of those where it'll go sort of halves.
Yeah.
I'll contact him later anyway. Well, that's not a bad start, is it?
That's quite interesting.
That's quite a useful...
How large is this painting, is it?
I don't know, 3 feet by 4 feet, something like that. It's a proper oil painting. He has a reputation. I think he's sort of somewhat in the school of Peter Kinley.
Hmm. Okay, well, if he calls back... There's an opportunity to run anyone's voice through beans.
Yeah.
If he consents to his voice being run through beans.
Oh, right. Yes, we could have mentioned the beans to him.
In fact, during that phone call with him, I was just opening the can.
Oh, really?
And the can is now open. You may have noticed the smell of the studio is a slightly more oily.
Right, yeah, somewhat.
Unfortunately, this isn't the mega can that I did this project with before. I've done this many years, immersing speakers in cans of beans, and unfortunately I can't find anymore the original large can. So this is a small can, and the speaker will have to be wedged quite firmly in. I could show you something while we're waiting for Jerry maybe to phone back.
Well, I could call him again, but maybe we've done with Jerry for now, do you think? I can make other calls. We've got other people I can chase up.
I like your Dada sensibilities. Just
good.
Go with the flow, see what happens.
All right, then.
I could play you a bit of this wok sound if you want.
Okay. And, shall I turn down the Chinese...
Yeah, what's going on there? Is that
that's still part of this record.
Is that fire?
Is played for high stakes by wealthy tai tais. Its rules follow closely the fundamentals of the four winds and seasons.
Fireworks.
Ah.
Okay.
Indoor fireworks. It's quite appropriate, isn't it? Really?
Your city film contained a long fireworks scene.
Everywhere in Hong Kong, the dark brown counting beads of a wooden
tablet conjured up, you see,
as the Chinese, with exceptional skill and speed, multiply, divide,
are we ready to? Are you ready to walk?
Yes.
To walk and roll.
I've done these puns all over the years. A bridge over double walkers. Bridge over troubled waters. That's when you've got two walks combined with a spring bridge. Okay. Anyway, I can demonstrate to you now, if I move this mic slightly more close, you can hear the sound of the walk resonating. It's quite powerful, deep sound. Mm. It's quite quiet, though. I haven't got the cardboard box that would amplify it. So I've got a £5 note here, and I'm going to throw that in. Oh, nothing happened, because there's not enough coins. Right. So I'll throw in 50p. Maybe a few more. And gradually, the terms increase. You need more than these. I haven't got much money.
Well, I would have brought some money if I'd known, but I haven't brought
I'm throwing in my loose change. I haven't got any. So, I thought that was the walk.
Hello? Hello?
William?
Yeah? Oh, hi.
My phone, I'm afraid the embassy won't pay the bill.
Okay.
So they keep cutting me off.
We got cut off. We've got a resonating wok with the money being put into it.
A resonating wok?
Yes. It's part of this experimental fundraising program that we're conducting here, which includes you, the artist Jerry Smith in Clapton. What's it called then?
Stoke Newington.
Sorry, Stoke Newington. All right.
It used to be a borough in its own right.
Right.
And it was a borough, and Clapton is nowhere near it.
Can you hear?
You avoid Clapton.
Can you hear the resonating what?
The resonating what? You mean you're cooking?
Well, in a way, yes.
A resonating walk.
Yeah, it's Dan's instrument that he used to beg on the streets of Cambridge.
But it's a busking instrument.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not being funny, but I mean, it might work in Cambridge.
It didn't work in Cambridge.
It worked for an hour.
He was moved on by the police.
He's got mental health issues.
Well, you can talk, mate.
It's like, you can talk, mate. That's not a good bedside manner, Mr. William English. You know what? I go to the doctor and he said, you can talk, mate.
Yeah,
that's not very pleasant.
Bring your painting in tomorrow. We need the painting.
Well, I'll definitely bring it in tomorrow.
All right.
Because I've been sitting here, I was brought up a Catholic, and can you imagine the guilt that descends down on my head? The fact that the painting is still here and not at resonance.
Right. Well, that's good.
4.4.
Give me a rough value of it, please.
Oh, God, should we say, in an effort to get rid of it, which is a nice painting, £300,
Oh, that sounds very reasonable, yeah. I thought you were going to go halves on it in some way and ask for thousands.
No, residents are, I'll be honest, you know, residents has been good to me.
Right.
And I'd like to sort of compliment residents.
Great.
Giving a better painting than I can produce, but, you know, I can only do what I can.
Fine. That's great, Jerry. Thank you. What I'll do is I'll call you after the programme and we'll sort something out about collecting it.
No, I will definitely go down there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even if I have to, you know, like Samuel Beckett, apparently, you know, when he tried to get his sister to move hospitals in the war.
Yeah.
He went in and it was like an open carriage and it wasn't raining. He said, well, that would do. And I will get there.
Right. Okay. All right, Jerry. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Speak soon.
It is on its way.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Well, I don't know what that... Samuel Beckett in an open carriage or something. I don't know what that's all about.
No, it's just idea jazz.
Right, fine.
I like chucking in sidewinders into conversations all the time. Just to spur things along.
So where do we stand now? Shall I make another call, or would you rather concentrate on the...
I would rather immerse your voice into beans ASAP.
Okay.
No, I'm not. It's up to you. It's your show, William.
No. I'm happy to go.
Oh, really?
With, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't expecting you to be so amenable.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you heard the wok. That was enough wok then.
Unfortunately, this lovely art is dying in modern Hong Kong, where it must compete with movies and discotheques.
Okay. That's only one of this batch of 40 Chinese LPs which are in the auction.
We can't hope in the space of this show to give a range of the styles in these LPs. They're very varied. There's communist operas, there's pop, there's spoken word, exotica.
This is home to thousands of fishmongers whose chugging junks have just returned from pulling in heavy harvests of crawling crabs, filmy octopus and garupa with bulging eyes. All these are offered live to us before we even reach the table. The slippery brown shark's fin soup with a hint of vinegar will always remind us of our Aberdeen dinner.
Okay. Well, that's
quite
a gem.
Quite poetic.
It is, yeah. It's very good. Okay, lead on.
Okay, well, the listeners will now be exposed slightly to the mechanics of radio as I instruct you to change microphones.
Right.
You have in your hand a small karaoke mic from the SingStar game thing, a bin scavenged microphone, expendable.
Right.
You can be slightly off the main mic, and I'll turn on. I'm going off mic now.
Okay.
So bring up the.
Two lower ones. I have to bring up these two. Yeah.
And I'll see if I'm still audible. If I go down here, and I am still audible.
Dan is now crouching on the floor next to the tin of beans.
And I'm going to turn on your microphone. So, William, give me a 1-2-1-2.
1-2-1-2. Tin of beans.
That's it.
Tin of beans.
Oh, there's some noisy microphone stands.
Right.
So, you are now being immersed. If you would like to emit some fundraising. Rigmarole.
All right. Well, on Sunday, the 10th of February, at 7 p.m., the Artifacts 2019.
William, stop. I've just noticed this speaker doesn't fit in the can.
Right.
A disaster because this concept has fouled. I'm going to nudge it. Keep talking. I'm going to just cram it.
Okay. Sunday, the 10th of February.
Oh, it's going.
At 7 p.m, the Artifacts 2019 Gala Variety Show at the Ambassadors Bloomsbury Hotel, 12 Upper Woburn Place, London, WC1HOHX. Variety acts including Dave Diamond, Gareth A. Hopkins, Polly Witherick, Craig Shergold, James Ruzicka, and Orlando Harrison again. How did he get back in there?
He's quite a ubiquitous performer.
Yeah, he's on the Friday as well. Gosh.
And a bookshop person.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
He can be seen in the Marcus Campbell bookshops.
Yeah. So that's another event, the Artifacts 2019. If you go to the auction website, you'll see hundreds of items for sale, on offer, all sorts of things, including, actually, one of the things is a session,
William,
a session with a psychiatrist.
Oh, that's the psychiatrist. I may have to bid on that.
I bid on it last year, and I won it for £50, and I donated it to my brother.
Ah.
And the only outcome of that was that the psychiatrist warned him away from the idea of going into an NHS ward.
Mm. I mean, it's quite a serious issue, really, the mental health thing. But my only advice would be maintain a sense of humour. And your brother does he have a sense of humour?
Well, he does, but he's lost it recently. That's part of the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, William, one more thing. This whole project has been jeopardized by the fact that you were on mic, the main mic.
Yeah.
In fact, you should move away now from the main mic.
Well, should I turn the main mic down?
You could do, and we'll see if you're still on mic.
Okay, I've turned that down.
There we go. You're on this tiny loudspeaker now. This is your only outlet.
Is that coming out then somewhere?
Can you hear it?
I can hear my own voice.
You're half immersed in beans.
Right.
Yeah.
So the voice is coming now, coming through a tin of beans.
Well, I'm going to push you a bit deeper and it might go off. So keep talking and we'll see.
Couldn't they be warm beans?
Sorry.
Right.
Just to remind listeners, this is a fundraising charity piece. Is it? Is this concept piece? I don't know.
Now I'm speaking as a microphone and Dan is immersing the speaker into a tin of beans. What kind of beans are they?
Heinz.
All right.
Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Keep going.
All right. This program is coming to you live and for free. If you like what you hear on Resonance, please do support us. Visit fundraiser.resonance.fm for details of our online auction, live events, and to make a donation. It is making a sort of bubbling, sort of, it's a little bit like... molten mud or something.
It would be. It's messy stuff.
Yeah. So how are you doing over there?
We're near the bottom of this can now, actually.
Right.
Are you still alive?
Wait, I'm still here. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I suppose I could backdate some announcements from previous events.
Well, you could interview me while I immerse your voice in beans, maybe.
All right then. Okay. How you are a bin diver by profession.
It's a while ago you had on your show an interesting author. I think his name was Andrew Daly.
Yeah.
And he was very gracious in the fact that he's a writer, but he's never been published by a publishing house. He self publishes.
Right. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And I admired his grace in that because I get progressively more frustrated, you say I'm a bin diver, but I'd rather not be.
Right.
It has an ecological imperative. There's a nice ecological appeal in recycling things.
Yeah.
And it's quite shocking to see what does get thrown away in this consumer society. But
this is mostly in Bishop Stortford, I think.
Across the Hearts and Essex border, you have to travel far and wide. It's a difficult thing. I'd rather not be known as a bin diver because you get flagged up by passers-by and motorists as, oh, it's him again. And there's been incidents with umbrellas being prodded things being thrown from top story.
I'm trying to understand what you're doing. You've got the microphone is deep into the tin of beans. And so you're describing it as an expendable microphone. So it presumably doesn't matter what happens to it. Will it be ruined?
I'll clean it off and try to restore it, but it's a bin scavenged microphone, so it's the fact is that bin diving gives you more incentive to experiment because the things that you have.
But what possessed you in the first place to immerse a microphone into a tin of beans? I mean, did you think it had its special acoustic qualities?
Yeah, I like acoustic post electronics, which is the acoustic treatment of sounds as if they were electronic. So a guitarist would run a guitar through a distortion circuit, but I would rather run a sound acoustically through an object to create a distortion, which in part, I mean, I don't think these beans are doing much to your voice other than garbling slightly and creating a kind of sloppy close mic'd bumpiness.
Right.
But I mean, it's all for the fundraiser. I'd like to remind listeners, this is fundraising.
This is a fundraiser. Shall I make another call, do you think?
You could do, but it would be through the beans.
Oh, fine. Excellent. I'm going to have a go. I'm going to make another call to a rich art dealer up in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if we can get him to donate some money.
That's a good idea.
Is that working?
Hold it to the mic that you've got.
Is that Paul? Oh, I need to pick this then.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Is that Paul?
Yes.
Oh, it's William. We're live on air, Paul. We're on Resonance.
Are we?
Yeah, we're having a fundraising week. I'm looking for donations. And so I thought I'd contacting rich art dealers like yourself.
I'll give you one of the very periodic tables.
Is that the best you can do?
Okay, I'll find something else. Let me see. I'll find you someone at the edition that I...
Where are you? Where are you at the moment?
I will donate you a £100 record by Thomas Ahura at Mama Bar.
Okay.
Which has a pornographic collage on cover on each record. Each one is unique.
Right. Really? Well, that's very, very generous of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's noise music, of course.
It's what?
And you should be warned, it is very explicit, the cover. The collages are all made out of Colour Climax magazines.
Right.
Which I may have seen one or two in my past history.
Right.
Okay, well, that do.
That's fantastic, yes. That's Paul Robertson of Heart Fine Art. Are you up in Edinburgh at the moment?
I'm at my gallery, Boston the Apple.
Yeah.
Which is Gorebridge inside of Edinburgh.
Okay.
Where we're currently showing Tom Sachs and a guy called Jamie Cooper and Mika Lexia, the conceptionist from Canada, and
yeah. Well, that's great, Paul. Thank you. That would be useful. It might raise £100 or something. What will you do? Will you send it to me then? Will you send it to me?
Yes, I will.
Okay. We're presently doing a sound experiment in the studio where we immerse a microphone into a tin of beans.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Exactly, that's exactly what I said, yes. I think it was, I think that was it Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy or something?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Right. Heinz
Beat,
I do believe.
Yeah, that's what we've got here. Yes. We've got here. We have a sound artist in the studio who's immersing a microphone into the tin of beans and processing the sound through the beans at the moment as we speak. So how are you? Are you all right?
I'm fine. Are you live on air?
Hang on, the microphone's collapsing. Hold it closer. I think his voice is a bit faint. Your voice is a little bit faint, Paul.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm on a mobile phone.
Yeah. Okay.
So, cool. Right.
I'll be in touch then. I'll text you later.
Yeah, no problem. Are you actually live?
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, this is live on air. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're basically blackmailing people live on air.
That's right. Yes, I'm twisting your arm, making you look. But you've played the cards very well. You've come out of it looking generous. Yeah.
I'm generous. I'm not a really nice guy. Okay.
Okay, Paul. Thanks a lot. Speak soon. Bye. Okay, that was another one.
Get back in the beans.
Yeah.
I think the speaker's on its way to Valhalla.
Oh, 1, 2. Beam.
This has been Mountain of Dynamite Storm.
1, 2, 1, 2, beam. Calling beams. Beams means.
Oh, Sue?
Yeah?
Is Hugh there?
Is it William?
Yeah.
Oh, I love hang on a minute.
Thank you. Oh, Hugh?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, Hang on, William, hang on.
Okay.
1.5 hours left. Been very busy on those phone lines for this.
Hello? Yep. Oh, Hugh.
Yes, yes.
Ah.
I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, okay. We're live on air. We're just doing a fundraiser with Dan.
How are you?
Hi, Hugh.
Oh, yes.
There's, Dan's just said hello. Can you hear him?
Hi, Hugh.
Oh, Dan, yes, yes.
He's...
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to raise money for Resonance.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yes.
How can I help?
Dan.
Or what?
I've been meaning to phone Hugh, actually.
That's fine.
I'm not sure if he wants his ideas broadcast on air, actually, but it concerns broadly perpetual motion or ideas.
Right.
And can you apologise for him? Can you hear me, Hugh? I've been meaning to...
Can you hear Dan?
Yeah, not so well, but I can make out a little bit of what he said, if it could be a bit louder.
Pass on my message. My phone credit is so low.
Oh, yes, yes.
We can hear you now.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, my phone credit's so low that I haven't been able to... I saw your call the other day. I was having my tea, and...
really? Yes, yes. So you did hear. Yeah,
yeah. And
the wrong time.
Well, I only saw it when I came upstairs and I saw the missed call, and I was going to phone back, and I left it on for the rest of the night, hoping you might phone again, and then I'd be on time.
Unfortunate. Yes, I was going to sort of just ask when you thought you might be free to come round again.
This month, I'll come round, and I believe William. Are you in contact with Jonathan, Professor, who may be?
Jonathan, what's his name?
Jonathan Drone. Was it Jonathan Drone? It's Drone something, isn't it?
Is this on air?
Dronesfield.
Dronesfield, that's it.
Jonathan, yes. Well, I was thinking...
It's a coincidence that we're doing drones.
Yeah.
With him, it was just an idea. I think just on the strength of the little bit that he said to me when we had a sort of snatched conversation in the pub, that his... I gathered from that his sort of his outlook was such that he would be capable of responding in a coherent manner and in an interested manner if my partially working models. Presumably he hasn't had any training in engineering, but that doesn't matter.
He's an art. He's a philosophy lecturer. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM with Daniel Wilson on a special experimental fundraiser.
Hang on, I'm still listening to Hugh.
You're running out of time.
Oh dear.
That's it. It's gone.
You always find something different on...
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.